The Consumer Affairs Minister, David Clark, remains concerned that buy now, pay later schemes have the potential to cause financial hardship, and he's awaiting ministry advice before deciding if further regulation is needed. The services, including Afterpay, usually allow people to get the goods with one upfront payment, clearing the balance in three further instalments. They can be charged late fees if they default, but unlike credit cards, there's no interest. They're also not covered by the Consumer Finance Act, so don't have to check if people can actually pay the debt without substantial hardship, and concerns have been raised about customers using pay later services to buy alcohol and holidays. So I asked Afterpay's VP Global Regulatory Affairs, Michael Sadat, if there's any product or service off limits for Afterpay.
I think consumers should have the flexibility to make the decision around what they want to purchase with Afterpay. You know, consumers have for decades been using credit cards to buy a whole range of things, and the cost of that is very significant. You know, most consumers don't pay off their credit card in full each month, which means they're paying interest rates of 20% or more. And we think Afterpay is a much better alternative for those consumers. We never charge interest. We keep our limits low. We stop people spending as soon as they miss a repayment. The product has been designed in a completely different way to ensure that consumers are protected and that they're able to spend responsibly.
In saying that, nobody is saying that buy now, pay later services are all bad. They're great for some people. But the Consumer Affairs Minister here in New Zealand remains concerned about those kinds of services and the potential for them to cause financial hardship for some people. Is he worried unnecessarily, or is there that risk?
I think, Lisa, I would say that buy now, pay later, well, Afterpay in particular, is actually great for most people, not just some people. 98% of orders with Afterpay don't incur a late fee. In contrast, you would say credit cards might be okay for some people, for those people who are paying off their balances in full every month. But for the majority of people who are not doing that, for the people who are paying interest and subsidising the people who are not paying interest, credit cards are not a great product. And so Afterpay is actually a great product for most people. You know, 98% of people not paying late fees. We keep our limits low. We encourage responsible spending. We've designed the product in a very different way.
Okay, so to those points, what is the value of late fees in New Zealand for a given financial year? Can you tell me?
So we don't report our figures per market. We do report our figures globally, and we've just reported globally.
But the thing is, if you are saying that there's only a very small percentage of people who are getting stung with late fees, we've got no way of assessing that and the value of it unless you disclose that information. We've got to take your word for it. So can you not give us a ballpark figure for New Zealand? How much have you charged in late fees in the past year?
Well, I don't have that figure to my hands, but I would say that the figures I just told you, that the 98% of consumers whose orders are not incurring any late fees, that's consistent across New Zealand as well.
That is a consumer percentage though, right? It's not the value of the purchases. So can you not give us an idea of the kind of money we're talking here?
Well, overall, Afterpay makes around 90% of its money from merchants, not consumers. Which is, again, the opposite of what a credit card does. You know, the credit card business model is designed to make money from consumers. Now, the reason that merchants pay the fee that we charge is because we're helping them make sales and we're delivering them consumers who have moved away from credit cards, who don't want to use a credit card and don't want to end up in revolving debt. And so merchants value the service that we provide and therefore are willing to pay for it. And as a result, consumers can use a product that is essentially free of charge for the vast majority of those consumers.
So how diligently is a person's ability to service the debt checked? You know, if I'm lining up at the counter with a pair of jeans and I'm signing up to Afterpay, what kind of rigor is applied at the counter?
So firstly, you need to create an account using the app on our on your phone, and we do a full identity verification to make sure you are the customer that you claim to be. We also then start you on a very low spending limit. We provide you with the ability to spend a few hundred dollars, and you're required to make your first repayment upfront. So if you're spending $200 to buy a pair of jeans, that first $50 installment is due up front. And if you don't have that money available, then we won't approve that transaction. So the product is purposefully designed to be very low risk.
Your mission, as you stated, has been to make purchasing feel great for customers. Isn't that part of the problem, selling maybe an unaffordable feeling or dream, making it too easy to have what you can't afford?
Well, I think the important thing is that consumers who use Afterpay will own the product they're purchasing within 6 to 8 weeks. Now, that is a very different paradigm to a credit card scenario where you can borrow $1,000 or $10,000 from a credit card provider and you're only required to make very low minimum repayments because that 20% interest bill is ticking over every month. And it could take you several years before you own that pair of jeans ultimately, or that purchase that you've made.
At the same time, the government here is considering further regulation and whether you should be subject to it. Should you?
We think regulation is really important. So we're very supportive of what the government is proposing to do. I think the most important thing for us is making sure that the regulation reflects how our product works.
So you would be happy to be included in the Consumer Credit Act and regulation? Should be fine if you were brought under that umbrella?
Yes, yeah, so long as that was done in a tailored and proportionate way, reflecting how our product works and having sensible protections for consumers, yes, absolutely.
And that was Afterpay's Michael Sadat.